nutritionist, author, and founder of Nutritional Addiction Mitigation, Eating, and Drinking, a nutritional program that works with addiction withdrawal. He's joining us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Cantor, and thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, now, we all know that what we put in our mouth can lead to numerous health issues, diabetes and heart disease, just to name a couple. But according to studies, a bad diet can also lead to substance abuse and foil attempts at recovery from substance abuse. How does diet play a role in this?
Well, first of all, a diet doesn't really lead to substance abuse. It makes it easier if you already have the inclination for substance abuse. And the reason for that is we have in our body, everybody, something called opiate receptors, which are little clusters of cells. When they get stimulated, they release chemicals, and these chemicals give our body urges. If we're already used to taking alcohol to excess or any of the different drugs, that's what the body thinks the urge is for. So if you're already addicted to heroin and you take heroin, it stimulates the opiate receptors and it tells the body that you want more heroin. But what we found out through research is that many other things stimulate the opiate receptors, such as sugar, gluten, dairy, sugar substitutes, additives, preservatives, caffeine, nicotine. These stimulate the opiate receptors. They release the chemical. The body is told it has an urge, and it goes towards the urge that it's used to having, which in the case of substance abuse is either alcohol or the different drugs, and it keeps that cycle going. So when people are in a rehabilitation type center and they don't have the availability of the drugs, which is excellent for them, and they're going through therapy, that all helps. But if we keep stimulating the opiate receptors, it's giving them the same type feeling inside their body by making the sugar levels go up and down, spike and fall, or the insulin levels go up and down. So when they leave, even though they didn't have the drug for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, depending on the center, or if they're going to an intensive outpatient center, it's the same concept. When they go back to their normal environment, it's much easier to relapse. So what we found is if we could not stimulate the opiate receptors for the same amount of time that they're not taking the drugs, it increases the successful withdrawal rate, and more importantly, it lowers the relapse rate, because right now in the United States, and this is from the VA, the relapse rate is approximately 85%. And what we found with our research is if you don't stimulate the opiate receptors during that time, it lowers the relapse rate to below 70%. And in many cases, lower than that, like an intensive outpatient, because those tend to work better because the people are more motivated.
What does it mean when you crave something? Because lots of people crave different foods. So what if you crave something like salt or ice? What exactly does that mean?
Well, first of all, salt doesn't stimulate the opiate receptors. So although if you have too much sodium, it's not good for you, it's sort of a myth. Salt isn't bad for you. What's bad for you is the ratio of sodium, which is in salt, to potassium. It's supposed to be 5 to 1, 5 potassium molecules to every sodium. In the United States, we average 1 to 1, and that's what causes the problems with heart disease and strokes and things of that nature. So it's not salt by itself, it's the ratio. If you're scarfing down bananas, which have a lot of potassium in it, you could eat more salt, in other words. But what we tend to do, or the press and medical organizations do, is they try to make everything very simple. So instead of taking the time to explaining to the people that it's the sodium-potassium ratio, they just say, stay away from sodium, and they feel like that's easier.
I see. Now, are there certain foods that are worse that when you crave?
Yes. Sugar and simple carbohydrates are the worst. Somebody wrote a book, and you heard the expression that sugar is more addictive than cocaine, I believe was the book, or the article. So sugar is the worst one, and we are addicted to sugar in the United States. I mean, we take such an exorbitant amount of sugar, the average person, and it's in everything under different names like high fructose corn syrup and things of that nature. And that stimulates the opiate receptors just about as much as any drug does.
Now, are there certain foods that if we eat them regularly, they'll reduce our cravings?
Well, there's foods that don't create any cravings, and which is very good for you. If you have a healthy diet in general, that'll reduce your cravings. Proteins in general don't create any cravings and don't stimulate the opiate receptors. Almost all vegetables and fruits, even though fruits have natural sugar in it, don't create cravings. And the darker the fruit, the less sugar it has in it. So those are good for you. But if you eat a balanced diet, it will reduce the cravings. Every craving that a human has, except for sex, is created by stimulating the opiate receptors. So that's why I concentrate on that with my menus. And it's also important to be properly hydrated with water. And I strongly recommend alkaline water, and I use a special type which gets rid of the extra acids in our body. And too much acid, which causes acidosis, creates inflammation, which plays havoc with our insulin system and gives us sugar cravings, or it tells the cells to drop the sugar. Both cases create a case where we're stimulating the opiate receptors.
Now, people's bodies are different, but yet they're kind of the same. So would the same food cause the same reaction in all of us, or does different food affect different people differently?
No, in general, it's the same thing. Inside, we're all the same. So though some people may be less prone to have a problem with drugs and alcohol because of their personality and the environment and the way they're raised, from a chemical point of view, it's the same. If you stimulate the opiate receptors, you're going to get an urge. Now, for most people who aren't addicted to drugs or alcohol, when they get the urge, it'll be for more sugar. And it causes problems like diabetes, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, and you know, heart disease, and it affects just about every major disease. The CDC says 85% of all chronic diseases are related to nutrition, inflammation, and the flora in our body. So what my program does is I make sure I don't stimulate the opiate receptors, and I try to eliminate the inflammation by using high alkaline diet. Mine's about 70% alkaline to 30% acidic in the food menus. And then I recommend alkaline water. I use a special type, which is called Aqua OH, which, even though it's alkaline, it works differently. It's made out of limestone, and it's basically just a bunch of OH negative ions, and it runs around and it scoops up all the H's, which is what causes, which is what acids are made from, or which is what causes a chemical to be acidic. And by getting rid of the H's, it helps the body's normal buffering system, because the body, or at least the blood part of our body, tries to stay at 7.35 pH, and that's where we want to stay. And so if you could, between your food and the water, you could stay that way, it will stop inflammation, which hurts, again, most chronic diseases. But in my case, because I'm concentrating, at least for this interview, on substance abuse, I want to make sure we don't have inflammation, which hurts the insulin system, the mechanism.
This is really interesting to me. Is there somewhere we could go for more information?
Sure. If you go to my website, I have two, but the website that you're talking about is called Named, because the way you just said it at the beginning, nutritional addiction mitigation, eating and drinking, nobody's going to remember that. So I just call it Named, N-A-M-E-D, program.com. And they could go there. Or for other health-related issues besides substance abuse and mental illness, they could just go to DR for doctor, Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Cantor, K-A-N-T-O-R.com, and they could get a lot of other information, and both of those are free. You know, unless you're on the program, and then for addiction centers and therapists and doctors, they have special codes where they could get all the menus.
Okay, well, thank you so much. This has been very interesting, Dr. Cantor.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Take care.
Great. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.